Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and the sky is blue and the sun's out and it's some of the plants are beginning to bud. It's a beautiful time of the year. And of course, we're hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish as we talk about some of the things that have gone on in Israel in the past, some of the strange murders over there. And, of course, Barry has the advantage of having been an investigative journalist and having quite a reputation, you know, being reliable. And so people come and tell him stories. And many times people want to get stories out, but they're just incapable of getting them out. And so, well, that's going to be one of the stories you're going to hear today. Truly an amazing story. Fortunately, why Barry was forced to leave Israel because of threats on his life, and he's here in the United States. And, of course, Israel's loss is our gain, because we have Barry with us on at least 3 hours, three different programs every week, and have an opportunity to hear these stories that he has amassed through the years. Most of them are in his books and available from Lulu.com, but those that are not, why, we get right here. But anyway, Barry, thank you so much for being with us, and you pick up the story from there.
Well, I'm going to do it a little differently. Usually I start with the week's events, and this is, of course, it may not be a war. It may not be an all-out war, but Israel is at war. It had a bad week. Ashkelon was hit with Soviet Grad missiles. Ashkelon is Israel's fourth biggest city. It's about 15 miles from the Gaza Strip. And you're talking about a city that always thought it was immune somehow from war. It's not. And we're going to find out that Tel Aviv is also not immune from war. But I'm not going to discuss that yet. I'm going to discuss a murder first. And it's a murder that tells a lot about why Israel is in such dire straits, and that's the murder of Ofer Chaza. Now, I assume a lot of people know who Ofer Chaza is. She was Israel's reigning chanteuse. She was a disco star from 1985 until her death in the year 2000. She was Israel's reigning international star. And she died of AIDS, they told us. She didn't. She was murdered. And there was a reason for the murder. But let's just keep in mind, she was a Yemenite singer. She became famous for doing Yemenite songs in a disco fashion. And by the way, keep it in mind, that should not have made anyone famous. You can't think of a worse formula for success than doing Yemenite songs disco. But she did. And the reason for her success, ultimately, we'll get to it, is Shimon Peres. But the story is so confused, you just have to do it in order. How she died. Well, in the year 2000, about 2 weeks before she succumbed, supposedly she checked into the hospital with AIDS. Now, where would she get AIDS? This was a very modest, unpromiscuous Yemenite woman who, where would she get it from? Now, the key of the issue is that she made a movie in 1997 that was released in 1999 about the issue of the disappeared Yemenite children.
All right, and when we get back, Barry, you're going to have to explain to us listeners why the disappearance of the Yemenite children is really so very, very important. And it's a key, really, to understanding so many of the things that have happened, not only in Israel, but right here in the United States. We'll be right back.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues, too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts. Now, to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central, formidable Alex Jones says, this is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story. But the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central with the Divided Kingdom.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Barry Shamish. And Barry was talking about the movie that had been produced about the Yemeni children. Well, Barry, would you like to explain the story of the Yemeni children, why this was important, and why Ofa had wanted to make this movie, why this was so important to her, and of course, then why this led to her death? Go ahead.
Well, keep in mind that Ofa Kaz was a star in Israel. Any movie she acted in would have been successful. That's a given. But she hired as producer Arnon, excuse me, I have to sneeze, it's fine, Arnon Tzedek. Now, Arnon Tzedek was the last Israeli nominated for an Academy Award. He directed Beyond the Walls. In other words, this was a very powerful, in Israel, star movie with Tzedek and Chaza. It was guaranteed to be a box office success, whatever that means in Israel. But it didn't become a box office success because it was only shown once. It was shown at the Tel Aviv Cinematheque, and it closed that night, never to be shown publicly again, not on TV, not the movie theaters. It was buried. Now, the movie, it was not a great movie by international, by American standards. It was an awful movie. It was Well, Ofer Chazah paid for the movie. She paid $1.5 million, which in Israel is very big money to make a movie. In America, it's like a day's production. Nonetheless, this movie had Ofer Chazah playing a Yemenite woman who meets Arnon Tzedok, who is a homicide detective, and eventually she proves that he's her actual brother, and they were separated at birth, and there was kidnappings. The point is, she broke open. She was trying to break open the lid of silence over the disappearance of 4,500 Yemenite infants and toddlers in the early 1950s. Now, what I'm going to say, I'll later prove through vast experience that I didn't even invite, but it happened. The children, some were adopted. Most Israelis think all were adopted.
No, but Barry, I think that these were children who were actually taken away under one guise or another from their parents and simply disappeared.
Well, they were told that they had a cold or they had strep throat. It doesn't matter what. They were taken from their classrooms to a hospital, and then the parents were told they were dead. Perfectly healthy children. Later on, and during the 1990s, the graves of the children were disinterred, and there were no bones in them. It's a very long, complicated story, but the fact is these children are used in atomic experiments in the United States. They were guinea pigs.
And of course, I think it's so important that people understand it was about that time that they were here in the United States using children from orphanages, using children who are mentally defective in institutions in the United States and feeding them plutonium and other radioactive materials. And they killed a lot of those children. And CBS did a documentary on this. You can probably find it up on 60 Minutes. And there's books called The Plutonium Files. There's a lot of material on the Internet. They experimented not only with the American children. They experimented, and these Yemenite children were sent from Israel to the United States to be killed, and many of them were killed.
All of them were killed. None of them survived these experiments. Now keep in mind that the head of the Atomic Energy Commission in Israel from 48 right through the 50s was Shimon Peres. And that, by the way, is incredibly relevant, and we'll get to that shortly. But while she was making the movie, Ofer Chazah was suddenly courted. A man named Doron Ashkenazi was wooing her. Well, she turned him down. She didn't want to marry Doron Ashkenazi. He was a slime ball. Nonetheless, a lot of pressure was put on her family. In 1997, the family Yenta, the matchmaker, was given a brand new $20,000 kitchen to press Ofer to look at her suitor seriously. She was 40 then. She needed a husband. She was running out of time to have children. Fame got in the way, and her family was bought off. And Doron Ashkenazi was not the person who bought her off. Nonetheless, she turned him down time after time. In the end, she married him. She married him in 1999 as the movie came out. Now, Ofer Chazah, in the year 2000, February, showed up in a hospital. Suddenly, she had AIDS. 13 days later, she was dead. As soon as she showed up in the hospital, Shimon Peres phoned the hospital and to check how she was. Keep that in mind. Personally, when she died, Shimon Peres gave the eulogy at her funeral. And you got to read it. It's Peres' talk at its worst. Ofer taught the nation of Israel to sing and made us a nation of song. Why was he so interested in Ofer Chazah? We'll get to that, by the way. I'm slowly creeping along to that. While they were married, Doron Ashkenazi proved himself a cad. He forced her to move from her home in Yehud, where the Yemenite children movement was in full swing. She moved to Herzliya. Supposedly, he got her to change her will. Supposedly, she gave all her property and money to Doron Ashkenazi. This was a lawsuit that that was fought till his last days, because Doron Ashkenazi, Orpakhaz's husband, 14 months after she died, died of an overdose of crystalline meth. Doron Ashkenazi died of a drug overdose. And guess what? The woman who supposedly injected him died a month later as well. You've got a murderama going on. Now, when Orpakhaz died, everyone thought that Doron Ashkenazi gave her AIDS, which he didn't, by the way. But there was a tremendous amount of public pressure on Doron Ashkenazi, who supposedly gave her AIDS. Now, just to let you know, this is a complicated story. After Ashkenazi died, the newspaper Haaretz and others finally exposed that Orpakhaz had an affair with a German bisexual film director, and he gave her the AIDS. Nonsense. Of course, I've done this show with you, how the Israeli media always finds sexual peccadilloes when they kill someone. When the establishment kills someone, they make up sexual peccadilloes. This didn't happen. But Doron Ashkenazi knew he didn't have AIDS, and he was going to prove it. And he was going to blow the lid off the murder of Orpakhaz by proving this. And he had to be shut up. But he was murdered on Passover evening, the night of the first Seder, or commemorative meal, when all of Israel was with their families. He decided to stay home, supposedly, and take crystal meth. His car was found in South Tel Aviv, about 10 miles from where he died in Herzliya. No one can explain that to this day. He was apparently kidnapped, pumped full of something, and he died. And the woman who pumped him full of this stuff on the evening of Passover also died about a month later. This couldn't happen. This is not how murders happen. This is not how Orpakhaz's life was. And I started investigating simply because you can sniff a murder, you can smell a murder. When things don't add up, you can smell it. And I knew right away that Orpakhaz's AIDS was a very, very wrong diagnosis. And lo and behold, I was right. Because the Haza family, who was, by the way, fighting Doron Ashkenazi over a will that was never found, had a lawyer named Rami Tzuberi. Rami Tzuberi appeared on Israeli television, and he had prescriptions. And the prescriptions given to Orpakhaz would never have cured AIDS. They were poisoned. And he demanded she be interred to prove she didn't die AIDS. And by the way, when this happened, a lot of people remembered, I don't know how many people, but I wrote the book and it came out in the Hebrew and English, a lot of people remembered that I said she did not die of AIDS, she was poisoned to death because she was exposing the horrible, horrible crime of Shimon Peres and David Ben-Gurion and the whole gang of labor Zionists. And by the way, there is good Zionism. Labor is not it. What they were doing to the M&A children in the 1950s, Orpakhaz was exposing in the 1990s. Doron Ashkenazi was sent to kill her. I hope I made that plain. He was a hitman.
All right, but I think you're going to have to tell the people how you know he was a hitman, because I've heard this story before.
We're creeping along. This is not an easy story to tell, and to keep any logic in this without losing all your listeners is a big challenge. Let me start with the fact that Orpakhaz was suddenly made a symbol of the peace movement in Israel. Do you remember the song, oh my goodness, you are the ones, we are the people, we We are the, what's it called, to feed the African children, the rock and roll song. Well, it doesn't matter right now.
Hold that thought, Barry, because we're going to have to go to a break, and when we get back, maybe you'll remember, and if not, it isn't that important.
I'll remember.
Hold on.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget, and more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Are the ancient prophecies being fulfilled? Are we living in the end times? Why do the Muslim nations want to destroy Israel, and why is the United States selling sophisticated military weapons to Saudi Arabia and the other Muslim countries? Why is the incidence of UFO sightings increasing, and why is that important? Well, you'll find the answer to those and many other questions in Lynn Marzulli's exciting book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, because the book discusses the ancient prophecies and the supernatural forces directing the course of world events today. You can purchase Lynn's book at www.spiraloflife.com. That's spiraloflife.com. And if you read Lynn's book, you'll never look at the world through the same eyes again.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Dr. Stan, and our guest Barry Shamish is telling us the story of the Yemenite children. And if you've never heard the story, you can go up on the internet and Google in Yemenite children or, radiation experiments, and you'll find out about the 4,500 children who were were actually kidnapped over in Israel and sent to the United States to be used in these experimental programs. Now, they cannot allow the American people to understand that any more than they can allow them to understand that they've experimented on children here in the United States and killed many of them intentionally and purposely because they just wanted to see what the radiation would do. But nobody is ever held responsible. They've experimented on our servicemen, hundreds of thousands of them. That's covered in the Rockefeller Committee report. Study of the radiation experiments on children here is in the Plutonium Files. It's a book, Plutonium Files. You can still get it on the Internet. Understand the degree of evil we're up against. But, of course, here is a very, very prominent woman, a very prominent singer in Israel, who is suddenly beginning to try to bring out the truth and... this cannot be allowed. So it would embarrass the people in Israel. It would certainly embarrass the people here in the United States who work very closely with the evil people who run the Israeli government. So you pick up the story, Barry.
Yeah, the song was We Are the World. And there's Offa Kaza and John Lennon. And, well, she was turned into a symbol of peace by Shimon Peres. She sang at the signing of the Oslo Accords in November of 93. There's Offa Kaza. She sang at the Nobel Prize, the Peace Prize Accords, when Shimon Peres bribed his way to a Nobel Peace Prize. What is she doing with Peres? Why is he giving her the eulogy? Why is he phoning the hospital to ask how she is? All of these questions should have been obvious, but they weren't to anyone apparently but me. And then I got the answer. And this is what I believe you were hinting that I should get to while I still have time, and I am now. After her death, and I started reporting the death of Doron Ashkenazi and how nothing made sense, I received from her cousin, his name was Meir Meshulam, the same as, well, you don't know this, Rabbi Uzi Meshulam was leading the Yemenite children's, well, the movement to get the truth out. He went to jail in 97. He came out lobotomized in 99. He asked me to be the spokesman for his movement to get to the truth of the Yemenite children. I met him in prison, and he told me the story. And way back then, by the way, I didn't know if I believed it or not. When I wrote, I said, he said this. I don't stand by it. He claims... Well, I asked him, why don't you just unite the biological parents with their children and put an end to this movement the way it should be put an end to? And he had already done that with the mother and daughter, the Omasi mother and daughter combination, whatever, what do you call a mother and daughter, whatever. Margalit Omasi was the mother. I met them both. They looked like twins. They were both rotund people with the exact same face. And lo and behold, that was about the last that he put together. And he told me, he said, he turned up the music. He knew the room was being bugged. We were in a cell deep into the prison. He asked me to be spokesman for his movement because of the success I had with Rabin. He was very impressed with me. He blasted his radio tape with Hasidic music, and he said, "I'm not gonna tell anything until the parents die." He said there were maybe 500 adoptions. He said the vast majority of the children were taken to America and died cruel deaths in atomic experiments, and he said the leader of the Israeli Atomic Commission was Shimon Peres. This was the first time I ever heard this, and that's why they lobotomized him. That's why they shot up his house. I was in his house. I saw the bullet holes. There were 60 bullet holes inside his house from the Israeli army and police. They killed one of his congregants, 18-year-old kid. They killed him. This is what happened to the leadership and his Well, what can I tell you? Mayor Mishulam is a distant relative of Uzi Mishulam, and he is a close relative of Orpah Kaza. He phoned me up and said, we have to meet. You're on the right track, but you don't have the whole story.
And when we get back, you're going to get the rest of the story of this strange murder.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Well, Dr. Stan back here with Barry Shamish. And before we get on to the rest of the story, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get your books, and how they can get your DVDs.
Well, the story of Orpah Kaza is in my book, Ship Tides, Sea, Labor, Zionism, and the Holocaust. You go to Lulu, www.lulu.com. In the right-hand corner, it says search, write my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, that's Chamish, and you'll get to the book and the details. My website is officially the Barry Chamish website.com, but BarryChamish.com will get to you. The DVDs, including the one just released with 124 radio shows from the year 2007, is, I'll give you a phone number, 904-501-7605-904. 501-7605. Now we're back to Tel Aviv, near the Shalom Tower. There's a little cafeteria, and I met Mayor Mishulam. He comes with a briefcase, and he just says outright, he didn't say outright, he led into it. The story was a little too difficult to just say outright, but what he said is that Ofakaza has had a long-term affair with Shimon Peres. And without Peres, she would never, ever have become famous. He used his power, and by the way, the recording industry is incredibly all tied up with politics. This is the time to discuss that complicated subject, but he made her Israel's famous singer. You can thank him for that. He, way back in 79, he saw her in her first movie. He used his powers to get to know her, and well, lo and behold, the Nobel Prize, which Peres bribed, $100,000, was paid to the Nobel Committee, and we have a witness to that. His name was Christensen, who said that Peres just used Terje Larsen to pay them off, but Ofakaza sang at the ceremony. And then Mayer pulls out his briefcase and opens it up. And here's Ofakaza and Shimon Peres with the Queen of Sweden. Here's Ofakaza and Shimon Peres with Margaret Thatcher. Here's Ofakaza and Shimon Peres at the Vatican. Here's Ofakaza and Shimon Peres at the signing of the Oslo Peace Accord. Peace. Well, it was called that. I said, this is unbelievable. He was with her everywhere. This is what he was doing with a woman 35 years younger than him. And then, well, I knew that this can't be a coincidence. And then Mayer said the whole family knew that Ofra had this affair with Shimon Peres. A lot of the family thinks he raped her. He said, I don't think that. I think it was mind-screwing that he used his power over a poor girl from the slums, and he would take her to the Nobel Prize dinner, and he would introduce her to the Queen of Sweden, and then later, when they're in the room together, what's she going to say? No. That's what Mayer said, by the way. She's going to say no to him, the great Shimon Peres. He said Peres had a long-term affair with Ofakaza. And by the way, this was not easy for me to listen to. And then he said outright, he said in 97, Ofakaza decided to use all her fame to break open the issue of the disappeared Yemenite children. And Mayer says it was, I don't believe, he said, Mayer said to me, that she knew that Peres was behind the disappearances. He said, I know that. He said, but I don't believe Ofra knew it, but I think she was trying to redeem herself. I think she was deeply ashamed of how she sold herself to the Shimon Peres, but Mayer told me, as soon as she made that movie, Peres went into action to wipe her out. You do not reveal the disappearance of the Yemenite children and live in Israel. Peres kills people. And then he said straight off, Doron Ashkenazi was the hitman. And I said to him, who was he working for? Shabak, Mossad? He said he was working for Peres, straight out. He was there to make sure she was dead. And when that movie came out, he said to me, it was chopped up. He said, I spoke to Ofra. She told me there were scenes when she named Peres as compatriots, including Yisrael Kassar. You don't have to know who that is. It was just a close compatriot of Peres. He said that name was rubbed out of the movie. He said, straightforward, that movie came out in 99. She was married to Ashkenazi. He was poisoning her. And then he reveals the big one. He said, Ofakaza's doctor, her name was Mimi Hafman, was a lover of Doron Ashkenazi. Mimi Hafman fed Ofakaza poison. He says, that's why Ofakaza slowly died. He said it was between Doron and this doctor, they killed her. And I was dumbfounded. And by the way, I'm not easily dumbfounded, but he had the documents and the pictures and the names. And he said, that's how the murder took place. He said, they might have infected her with AIDS, but the fact is they didn't have to. Now, the Israeli public was told that Ofer Chaza did not report or treat her aides because she thought she would disappoint her fans. And Mayer says to me, do you really believe that Ofer was so shallow that she would die rather than disappoint her fans? He says the spin they put on it was that Ofer Chaza let herself die of shame. He said, do you really know anyone prepared to die of shame voluntarily? He said, straight off, he said, Ashkenazi was there. But when Ashkenazi could not stand all the pressure put on him to take an AIDS test because he didn't have AIDS, he said that's when he was going to blow the lid off the whole murder of Ofer Chaza, and he had to be eliminated. He had to be wiped out. And he says that's when the murders started happening. There was a woman who, one way or another, kidnapped him, didn't kidnap him, but she injected him with the crystal meth enough to kill him. She said she was dead within a month. He said as soon as it got out of hand, they just killed the main participants. This is the murder of Ofer Chaza. This is coming straight from her cousin. And this is in my book, Shabbat's Believers, Zionism of the Holocaust. They killed her because she was going to expose, number one, Shimon Peres, he was the only one living by then of the main conspirators, but she was going to expose the labor Zionists, including David Ben-Gurion and Chaim Weizmann and Golda Meir for actively knowing that they were kidnapping children to get atomic secrets, to learn how to make the bomb. They simply demoralized the entire Yemenite community. It still isn't back together again.
All right. Now, I think the important thing is the fact that there was some sort of a deal between Peres, and who headed the Atomic Energy Commission in Israel, and the leaders over in America who wanted guinea pigs, human guinea pigs. And so the deal, pretty well, as far as you can figure, was he would send them the children, and they would get some atomic secrets. Is that how it worked?
Boy, they would get secrets to the bomb.
Right.
And by the way, this deal was part of something much wider, and we've discussed this, but I'll do it again if you want. Was the American Army sending 7 X-ray machines and massive doses of gamma rays put into the brains of 108,000 Sephardi children. They were doing vicious experiments all the Sephardi children. The Yemenites might have been taken to America, but the Moroccans, Iraqis, Algerians, whatever, in Israel, were subjected, supposedly because to cure their scalp or ringworm, were subjected to massive doses of gamma rays through their brains, an issue that in Israel is an ongoing... they're now adults who are crippled, and their children have these horrible diseases. It passes generations. Peres got his bomb, and the Sephardic children got crippled, and they got killed.
Well, it's an amazing, amazing story. But, of course, the thing is that all of these stories are thoroughly suppressed here in America. Fortunately, we have the Internet, and you can certainly look up on the Internet the ringworm children.
Well, let's see the movie.
Right.
I've advertised that in my send-outs. I've given the address for anyone who wants to see that movie. I became quite close with David Dahan. He was the director of the movie, and he admired my work, especially on Rabin. And, well, if you want to know how cruel, the Israeli people were the victims, but that establishment in Israel I don't like to use the word Nazi experiments, but my Lord, this is really up there with them. And this is just an issue why Israel right now is going down the drain, because these people run the establishment of the country, including the army and the courts. But how much time do we have left?
We've got about 6 minutes now.
Well, let's go into what happened in Israel this week. Number one, well, Hamas is just bombing Sderot and Ashkelon, and they're leading to an attack on the Gaza Strip. Something happened in Jerusalem 2 days ago. Jerusalem got officially divided. The suburb of Atarot was fenced in. Huge signs from the Israeli government banning Israelis from entering a suburb of Jerusalem called Atarot. It was now Palestinian territory. Now, can you imagine fighting a war where Israelis are now seriously dying and getting wounded, and at the same time rewarding them with a big chunk of Jerusalem? That's what happened. Just so you know, and even worse, 400 acres of Atarot are settled with Jewish families. Well, what are they going to be part of the PLO? This, by the way, there are many, many issues that happened this week, but this is proof positive that the government of Israel is dividing Jerusalem against the will of the people of Israel. Atarot is done. Now, let me tell you, well, you know what, let's go smooth and easy with a nice memory that I have of Atarot. Atarot is the site of the Jerusalem airport. Not that it's been used much. Ever since the Oslo so-called peace, it's been too dangerous to land a plane in Atarot, but it was the Jerusalem airport. And it's now in the hands, apparently, for good of the PLO.
Now, this is not the major airport there in Israel. This is just a local airport.
Well, it was international.
Sure.
It had long runways. Look, I'll tell you a little story that I like to tell. It's a nice story about Atarot. A movie was made there called Ashanti. It was made in 77, I believe. It starred Michael Caine. I was a college student, and I made a little extra money being an extra. So I got on the bus, and we all us extras went to Atarot Airport. And between scenes, I noticed that Michael Caine looked very lonely. He was sitting by himself, and no one was talking to him. People, I guess, are very intimidated by this big star. The star of Alfie was right in their midst. And I said, the heck with it. I went up and talked to Michael Caine. And, well, originally he said it's a nice day, and he said it's a good place for a movie scene, Atarot Airport. He said it's a very quaint airport. And then finally I said to him, a lot of people here think that your real name was Cohen. And I'm just wondering, are you Jewish? And Michael Caine nodded no, he said, I wouldn't mind being, but I'm not. And that was my little conversation with Michael Caine. Never thought of it until 2 days ago when Atarot was banned to Israeli citizens. This little memory came back of Atarot, my little memory of Atarot. It's now gone.
Well, I think it's so important that the American public understand that, I mean, the Israeli government is financing the Fatah terrorists under Abbas. And, of course, Abbas then is helping to fund Hamas, which is another terrorist organization. The United States is funding them all. In fact, a lot of the Hamas terrorists got their training from the United States and are getting funding from the United States directly or indirectly. And you have to ask yourself, why would we be funding the Palestinian terrorists at the same time we're funding Israel, it doesn't make sense any more than the fact that we're funding Egypt, which is in full production for war with Israel, and then we continue funding Israel. So until people can understand how the game is played, none of this makes sense.
How's the game played? No one can understand this. Mahmoud Abbas went on Jordan TV this week and said that we're not in a position to fight Israel, but eventually we'll get stronger and we will fight Israel. He went on Jordan TV and said that this week. And you think he's being punished for this? Israeli TV showed it very satirically that this peace partner, he's just waiting till he's strong enough to fight Israel. Look, there are no rules. American Jewish organizations think that by having a two-state solution, Israel's going to find peace. What are they, nuts? They really, really think that PLO and Hamas are going to just stop in their tracks and gather their little pieces together and have peace with Israel. They're going to try and bring down Israel. It's that simple. Hamas and the PLO work together. In the meantime, there's a strategic difference, but their goals are precisely the same, no different.
Well, we live in a world gone mad, and those of us who understand what's going on are considered by most people to be crazy, but we're not crazy. We are funding both sides in most battles, and when you understand that, things really begin to make sense. So anyway, we're out of time, Barry. Thank you so very much for being with us. We won't be talking to you probably next week, but we'll talk to you the week after that. And so if I don't call, don't think that you've been forgotten. God bless.
Oh, no, I will talk in 2 weeks.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real. And it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-457-9914. Learn how to get a risk-free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Well, Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Mary Shamish, fascinating source of information. And you have to understand that there really are evil and wicked people out there. They're poisoning us today. They're poisoning people in most of our communities with fluoride in the water. And since they're using hydroflow salicylic acid, why, of course, that increases the lead levels in the blood. And if you go by race, why it increases the lead level in the blood of Negro children, of black children, the 6 times, Hispanic children 4 times. Today in America, we have over 2,300,000 people in prison, and about almost 10% of the black population is in prison today. Why? Because lead leads to raids and criminal activity, and they know that. They're poisoning our black people. You have to understand there is an agenda. Since AIDS, the disease of AIDS is primarily a disease of blacks. Almost half of the people in the United States who have AIDS have been black. Nobody's going to tell you that. That's why the disease is so much more prevalent in Africa, where, for instance, in Botswana, 46% of the women there, all black, 46% of the women who are pregnant are tested and found to be HIV positives. Understand that there is a racist agenda. There are evil and wicked people out there. You need, of course, to get my talks on None Dare Call It Genocide, my talk on planned population reduction, and my talk on population control. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We'll be glad to send you a copy of my treatise on the population control agenda monograph. Another excellent source of information is Dr. David Aub's DVD, Mercury Autism and the Global Population Control Agenda. Mercury Autism and Global Population Control Agenda. And that's, of course, when you get that, you get a CD-ROM, not only get the DVD, but a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of documentation on how they're poisoning our children with mercury. They know that. These are scientific studies, but of course the doctors don't have time to read all of this. That's why you've got to get the information. If you want to know how they're poisoning our boys over there in Iraq, or why almost a third of them are ill before they get, within 3 months of the time they get home, why, of course, the DVD is Beyond Treason. And there's a CD-ROM there with thousands of pages of Army documentation on the toxicity of depleted uranium. And one more reason for using it is to poison our soldiers so that there won't be anybody to fight for freedom when we finally come to that point. And then, of course, you need to get my material on water fluoridation. It's a syllabus and a talk on the hidden agenda. And in that syllabus, there's so much documentation. And you'll see the pages from Bertrand Russell's book, The Impact of Science on Society, where he talks about the plan. And this is what he says. Diet, injections, and injunctions will be used to so alter the mind of the children that they'll never be able to vary in their thought what they've been taught by the schoolmaster. Now, what do you think they're going to put in the diet? What do you think they're going to put in the injections to control the mind of our children? They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. That's the hidden agenda. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. We've got all sorts of material there on mercury. They're poisoning them with aspartame. You hear about all the pathological obesity. Oh, our children are so fat. It's the colonel's fault. It's McDonald's fault. It's the aspartame. It's the poison that Donald Rumsfeld had put into our food supply after the FDA had fought it for 15 years because they knew it was a poison and were poisoning our children with aspartame, NutraSweet. We're poisoning them with MSG. We're poisoning them with genetic foods, genetically modified foods. We're poisoning them with fluoride. We're poisoning them with mercury. Do you care? Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Get the DVD, None Dare Call It Genocide. Get the video, Population Control. Get the DVD, Planned Population Reduction. And get the DVD on Mercury Autism, the Global Population Agenda. We'll be right back.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for this hour, hopefully they're going to be the views of Alex Jones, who certainly is a nationally a syndicated talk show host and a man who's done a great deal to awaken people to the fact that there's something seriously wrong in America. And I thought we'd talk about his latest video. I've seen the lead-in for this, or whether it's actually available now, I don't know, but certainly there's no question at all that he's hitting on the same subject that we're hitting on, and that the fact that there is an organized effort on the part of the leaders of this country to betray America and merge us into this world government. And we have people like David Rockefeller, who in his own memoirs readily admits that he's an internationalist. That he says there's a charge that we are part of a secret cabal, my family and myself, a secret cabal that is working against the best interests of the United States and plotting with others to bring about a new international economic order. And if that is the charge, I am guilty. I am a proud internationalist. Now, you have to understand that David Rockefeller is by far the most powerful man in America. Certainly his family has fabulous wealth, and has had for over 100 years. But here's the man who was the vice chairman of the CFR for 15 years, the chairman for 15 years, the honorary chairman at the present time, the man who organized the Trilateral Commission. He is certainly been a member of the Bilderberger Groups, which is a secret internationalist group since its inception back in 54. And David Rockefeller was intent upon the destruction of the sovereignty of our country. I would call that treason. In fact, according to the definition of the Patriot Act, he is a terrorist, because a terrorist is someone who wants to change our way of life, and certainly that's the objection of the Rockefeller family. Alex Jones, thanks so much for being with us.
Dr. Stan, it's great to be here with you, my friend.
Tell me about this great new video. I've seen the leader on it. Is that available yet?
Yes, it officially ships today. In fact, as we're speaking, in the front office, several thousand copies that people pre-ordered in the last few weeks of Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement are shipping out. And, Doc, you know that I normally play down my films, though some of them are quite informative, like Terror Storm, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. This new one, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, I spent more than a year and a half researching, producing, going to Istanbul, Turkey, sending cameras there to cover Bilderberg this year, went to Ottawa, got detained there, covered Bilderberg 2006 in Canada.
But that's all about 30, 40 minutes of the 2-hour, 20-minute film. I meant to get into three of the main agendas of the globalist, but I knew that eugenics and population control was one of them, but that ended up being over an hour of the 2-hour film.
Go right ahead. That's such an important thing. It's so vitally important. People understand they really do believe in population control. They want to kill off the majority of the world's population. How could anybody be like that, Alex?
Well, Doc, you know, listening to you for many, many years and coming on your show for almost 10 years now, I know that that's why I was happy that you would have me on your show, because I know that you are one of the preeminent experts on this. Thousands of documents, hundreds of books, university statements, policies, and they're currently carrying out eugenics against us through the vaccines, with the genetically engineered AIDS virus that you're pioneering and exposing, through hundreds of different things that they're doing, and they admit that they're doing this. They're now showing little cartoons produced.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. And for those just coming on board our network, why we have with us Alex Jones, who's certainly a nationally syndicated talk show host. We're talking about his latest DVD. It's just shipping today. It's called Endgame, and it goes into the background of the internationalists who already run the world. In fact, Alex sent film crews to Istanbul, Turkey, to film the meetings of the Bilderbergers. Of course, you can't get in. It's worth your life even to try. And, of course, then he was up in, I believe, in Canada. Did you get yourself arrested up there? What happened?
I did. I had always heard that, and I'd read in newspapers, that they had detained Jim Tucker several times. Arrested Jim Tucker several times. One time even shot at him, and that was in the news. I had read about Daniel Estulin, best-selling author, 15 years covering Bilderberg, writing for major papers in Europe, and how he would be detained or arrested everywhere he went. And I was telling my crew, don't worry, this is Canada. None of us have any criminal records, because the two guys I went with have been working for me for many years. I said, so I knew their record, not even misdemeanors. I said, we'll be fine. And we were there with press passes, there to go cover an event, and they pulled us off. They said, we know you're here for the Bilderberg Group. We're not going to let you in. We're going to send you back. And they took our three laptops so we could file stories and upload video that we shot at night at the hotel, which we did do. You know, we've got a strong work ethic in fighting these people. And they told me, they said, if we find one porn picture on your computers, you're going to go to prison. And I said, well, whatever. And they said, no, you don't understand. We don't mean any illegal porn. We mean a Betty Page pinup, was the quote. You're going to jail because we have international rules on transporting porn across state lines and across international lines. And I said, well, none of us look at that at the office. Go ahead and, you know, I can't stop you. And, of course, they got real mad after 5 hours not being able to even find a Betty Page pinup. And you would imagine in modern America, three men's computers, you know, I mean, it's hard to even stay away from soft porn, just surfing the web. I've had it pop up on me many times, but by the grace of God, none of it was on any of our computers. Then they said, we know you're planning violence, and they said, we want to send you to Canadian prison. They screamed and cussed and said they hated us. And I was able to get a phone call out to the press, because they'd taken my cell phones, but one of us had a very small cell phone. He was able to pocket it. I pulled it out in the detainment area when they walked out for a minute, and I was able to put a call into Jim Tucker. By then, we'd flown in at 11 at night. This was 8 in the morning. I was able to call Jim Tucker of American Free Press, who's been covering Bilderberg for 30 years, gone to 30 of the meetings now. It's really 35 years he's been covering it. And I called Tucker.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Alex Jones. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Alex is telling us of his experiences when he was up in Canada. Of course, they had arrested him when he came into the country. They weren't going to let him in. They, you know, they had been yelling and screaming. They'd held him for 7 hours, and they weren't going to allow him an opportunity to get the information out about what is happening. You have to understand, these people rule the world. I mean, they kill people. Daniel Estulin, we've interviewed, and they tried to kill him. They tried to bribe him. Certainly, they've delayed his he was telling about how he was flying, I think, up into, from Spain, where he lives, up into Germany. They diverted the plane into Italy, yanked him off the plane and questioned him for many hours. Why? Because they want to intimidate anybody who wants to let the people of the world know there is a secret government that has a different agenda. So anyway, of course, Jim, pardon me, Alex, was able to get through a call to Jim Tucker, who is, has been covering the Bilderbergers for many years, and certainly works for the American Free Press. What happened when you got hold of Jim there?
Tucker was in country already, and I had his hotel room, and I called him, and thank goodness at 7, 8 in the morning he was up, and I said, Jim, I said, they have detained me. They're trying to set me up. I said, please, I'm begging you, call all the media you can. And within a few hours, because I didn't get out until about 1:30, 2 o'clock there at the airport, and I again flew in that night at about 11, so I'd been there for about 13, 14 hours. Little did I know, though, that from 9 in the morning on, about an hour after I called Jim, he had CBC television. He had the other Canadian television station, I forget the name right now, and local CBC radio and local press reporters, all totaled about 10 reporters and news cameras showed up, and they were there from 9 in the morning. By the time I got out at about 1:30, most of them had left. There were four news agencies, a few news cameras, and radio reporters, and still photographers still there. So I guess about five, but about four agencies represented. And I wasn't going to get out till it became a issue. And so, as tyrannical as Canada is, and it's hard to ship stuff up there. I know they've got a lot of controls. It's not as free as they think. Their press was more free and did not like the idea of a well-known radio talk show host and documentary filmmaker being stopped. And so I was able to get out, and we were able to then go to the Brook Street Hotel, cover what was happening there. But to be clear about Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, now, I'm going to send you a copy, Dr. Stannon. People can order it right now at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. It really is my crowning achievement. I thank God for the help making it. I literally prayed every day that God would guide me in my research and my work. I meant to start out by covering the Bilderberg Group, showing people who they were, then showing how they were setting up the North American Union, showing the Security and Prosperity Partnership documents. It's kind of like a late great USA in book form, in video form, from the book. But my research even predates that. But it all meshes nicely with the book. That's why we bundle it with the late great USA on the website, and also Estelin's Bilderberg Group book. But then I was also going to cover just maybe 10-15 minutes on the population reduction. And I thought I knew it all. I'd listened to many of your shows, I'd read many documents. I have to be frank, a lot of my research, I went and listened to your interviews. We would go to the University of Texas Library. We would go to other libraries in the state. We would send off to other universities to document everything we learned, frankly, from your show. It was one of the major sources of about 10. And everything you said, frankly, checked out. But, Dr. Stan, I got to knock you. And I mean this lovingly, and the same thing with me. It's worse than what you say. Just like I thought I knew it all, and then I learned I knew nothing. Well, you knew a lot more than I did, and frankly, it's worse than even what you say. But that's the problem. You know it all, but you can't put it all into one show. We've read, one of my researchers, Aaron Dykes, read 20 books by the global elite. I read about 6 or 7 that I hadn't read. We went to archives, we went everywhere, and they flat out state, and I make the point, Endgame's powerful and scary and frankly depressing at certain levels, but that it only covers a small amount. It's such a big area that it's impossible in one radio show or one two-hour, 20-minute film to cover it all, and they make no bones in triplicate in 1,000 places that we are subhuman trash, and that they are going to bring in a world government, that world government is only a means to an end, that world government is only the beginning. And, of course, the message with the Bible, frighteningly, really makes my faith get even stronger. I already have strong faith, but, man, it really makes it strong. Because once they have their world government, they are then going to stage nuke attacks, they're going to stage biological releases, they're always going to blame it on terrorists or say it's an accident, herd us into compact cities, and then each event gets bigger, and then the rope gets tighter around our neck, and then each event gets bigger and it gets tighter, and it's an escalation, and they plan to kill. Now, 80% number we always come up with is the most popular number by Ted Turner, Prince Philip, the World Wildlife Fund, the United Nations biological assessment, all these reports they put out. But the minority says 50 to 60%. The majority say 80%, but in these thousands of documents. But a large minority says 95 to total extermination. And when I attacked Dr. Eric Pianca, University of Texas biology professor who's in the film, last year in Austin, it made big headlines across the country. He was at the Texas Academy of Sciences, the top biologist at UT, and he was getting the state's largest award. He's won international awards in Europe as well as the U.S. 95% of over 1,000 people in the audience at the Texas Academy of Sciences, this is in the paper, 95% standing ovation when he said he can't wait for an airborne Ebola to get out and kill 95% of us. That is the news. That is what is important. And then after I exposed him and others exposed him, his graduate students were sending me his papers. Some were saying, yeah, I was in his class, they talk about killing everyone. Or, yeah, it's sad, he says his family's going to have to die. But and then others sent me things threatening me, going, here's my paper. I'm a doctorate now, and there's several people with doctorates now, and they said, we're going to kill everyone. And they said all humans must die. And so Pianca, with wanting 90% dead, is
he's conservative, right?
Yes.
And, you know, the thing is that it's not that I don't know these things, but sometimes when I try to tell people this, it's so ridiculous. It is so beyond the possibility of people believing it. It's not that it isn't true. It is that the average individual cannot accept that anybody could be as evil as these people you're talking about.
Oh, doctor, please don't take what I said wrong. I meant to say jokingly that you didn't know. I know. There's not time to tell people in the day. I learned much of this from you. I checked out a lot of your core research and found it, frankly, worse, because I know when you're writing a report or doing a show, I used to hear this stuff and read a lot of their own documents, but I still thought, oh, that's more like a quaint thing they shoot their mouth off about. I have discovered that for at least 80 years, everything they've done is towards this goal. Right. It is literally their religion. It's all they think about. And I'm telling people, we are in an emergency situation. They could any time release race-specific bioweapons. Dick Cheney wrote about it in the PNAC document, September 2000. All I'm saying is, I thought I knew a lot, and I fell down a lot deeper down the rabbit hole.
And this idea of race-specific biological weapons, ladies and gentlemen, this is true. They've targeted specific races, specifically the black race in Africa. This is one of the things, and they're even working on specific biological weapons that will only kill Arabs but won't kill Jews.
And that's all admitted in Jane's Weapons Quarterly, and that all came out of South Africa, and I know that you were covering it 15, 20 years ago. That's my point. I mean, look at your 1-800 number is HIV war.
Right.
But the thing is, folks, this is not like some little sect of the New World Order or some offshoot. This is the big secret. This is the main body of it. And that's what Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement gets, and that's why everybody is authorized to make copies for nonprofit educational purposes. And the Internet has grown to the point where for 15 cents a day, you can watch all 16 of my films, all my weekly TV reports, everything at prisonplanet.tv, and it is in such high quality that it looks as good as, I would say, a good color TV transmission. It's not as good as DVD, but it looks nothing like a computer. It is crystal clear. Now, if you want high def, absolute crispness, get the DVD, but you can go to prisonplanet.tv right now, and you can watch Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. You can burn them to disc, and it looks almost like DVD quality. No more having to order a bunch of DVDs and just make the copies. Folks, you can go to prisonplanet.tv. Please go there and make as many copies as you can get out. We've got to warn people, and Endgame puts it together like no other film ever has. I mean, this had a budget, Dr. Monteith, that I don't even want to mention on your show. I spent much of my reserves that I had saved. You know, to me, information is what's precious, and I want to warn people. But this is a high-budget film.
Well, I'm amazed that you were able to get that Eric Pianca there on film. Again, this is a man who, in his class, got up and talked about the necessity of killing, what was it, 95% of the world population?
Well,
got up and applauded.
At a string of universities, scientists had heard he was giving the speech, so and the local papers went to the Texas Academy of Sciences, where he gave the same speech. He has it with, he projects what's the IBM system?
PowerPoint. Right.
He projects PowerPoint with piles of dead, rotten skulls. He goes to the same one, and so the news went to see if this was true. They didn't believe it, and there, sure enough, he gave the speech, and he got 95% standing ovation. I mean, they said almost everyone stood up. This is top scientist from the state of Texas and academia. That's the story, and he wants 90% dead.
And I think it's people have to understand these people are not joking. This is why they are going to promote World War III. This is why they're developing these biological weapons, and this is why they're passing all this legislation that will allow a dictatorship in America when these, when of course these weapons are released. They know exactly what they're doing, and it's all being done with our tax money. And think of the human suffering that they're going to provoke, not only in third world nations, but right here in America. Well, our guest is Alex Jones. His video is Endgame. And once again, that telephone number where people can get it, Alex?
888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or prisonplanet.tv.
And, of course, we carry several of Alex's videos. We think, of course, there's one on the Bohemian Grove and, of course, his terror storm. Outstanding. You need to get this information. But you need to check it out. Could it really be true? Because if it is, your life is in danger. Well, Alex, the thing's going to ship here in a couple of days. I hope it'll have the tremendous impact that so many of your other DVDs have had.
Well, thank you, Doctor. No, it's shipping right now. I mean, we've been taking orders for 3 weeks, and for the first day, it officially comes out November 1st, but every order that comes in now, we ship. And we've gotten really quick about our shipping. We ship the same day, or if it's the weekend, a few days after the order comes in. And people can order it on DVD right now at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. They can go to PrisonPlanet.tv and or the official movie website, WhatIsTheEndgame.com, and they can watch in high res, the type of res they'll watch it at PrisonPlanet.tv. They're right on the site. So it is now officially out. And the reviews we're getting from people that have seen it on the web, because it came out on the web Friday, they are just completely blown away. They say it is hands down the most powerful film I've ever made.
Well, I know that I saw the leader into this a few weeks ago, which is why we tried to get you on. I was so intrigued by the opening of this, and of course knowing full well where you were going with it, that I could hardly wait to get my hands over a copy of that and do everything we can with on our power to get your information out, because, of course, this idea of population control is something we championed a long time ago, and everybody looked at it as a sketch, why nobody could really have an agenda to kill off, you know, 80-90% of the world's population. But those are very conservative figures. There are people who actually want to kill off far more than that. And these people actually write these things and say these things. And yet, because of the degree of control over the media, nobody ever hears about it, and that's really what's
important. By the way, you're right, Doctor, and the scary thing is you find out that scientists who've made these statements, molecular biologists, biologists, genetic engineers, are the very ones that are, then you find out, running bioweapons labs on their separate time for the government, or running other high-level, level two, level threes at universities. I mean, Pianca's got access to the University of Texas, who's doing level four in a level two facility. That's been in the news down in Galveston, Texas. And under Bush's BioShield program, they've admitted that it's really a huge bioweapons program. He's spending $60-something billion on bioweapons.
Well, of course, the thing is that these are not simply going to be used against the, Osama bin Laden hiding in the cave there. And I think they're going to do everything they can to wipe out the Muslim faith, and wipe out the Jewish faith, and, of course, wipe out the Christian faith as well. And certainly we've been in the process of attacking the blacks in Africa for years. And, of course, people never ask the logical question, why are the same people who are pushing population control, pushing for vaccination of the children in third world nations? I mean, how could you possibly be in favor of population control and killing off the people and want to save the lives of the little black children? And nobody.
By the way, Dr. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, walks through all that. Perhaps when we come back in and all the rest of your stations join you, I can walk through the fact of what their master plan is, what we discovered their plan is, and what they've done in the past to understand the future. I know you are aware of this, but I think few others who haven't either learned about it independently as a medical doctor yourself, or the few that have seen Endgame actually know. I mean, that was the point. I found out that this is the whole of the globalist paradigm. This is the whole of their research.
All right, fine. Well, we're going to have the people back with us here in about 20 seconds. And I think it's so vitally important that people begin to understand there is a master plan. These people know exactly what they're doing. They communicate with one another, and they've concealed it up until now. We'll be right back here. All right, Dr. Stan, our guest is Alex Jones. Alex, you are going to tell us how this whole thing fits together. Please go right ahead.
Thank you, Doctor. And I've got to get you on my show, by the way. If my producer doesn't call in the next few days, just give us a call and we'll get you on. It's been, I think, about a year since I've had you on. Doc, again, I feel stupid even talking to you because you're one of the people that actually knows about all this, but I want your listeners to know that, believe me, it's true, and it's worse than you even heard from me or Dr. Stan. Again, we read dozens and dozens and dozens of books. We went through hundreds and hundreds of documents. When we would read that Margaret Sanger called black people weeds and said, we've got to recruit black people as our front so the blacks don't figure out we're trying to exterminate them, that's an actual quote. I mean, that's the type of stuff we learn. Now, I was studying the New World Order. I was studying the Bilderberg Group. I was studying who the first people were that called for New World Order. And I found out that Sir Francis Galton, the father of eugenics, in the 1870s talked about it. I learned that the big Rhodes Scholar and the big, the individual who was their big futurist who wrote more nonfiction than he wrote fiction, H.G. Wells, was, of course, a lover of Margaret Sanger. I learned that he coined much of this. I learned he wrote books about all this. And I started studying eugenics. And I already knew about eugenics, but I knew Hitler was into it. I knew it came out of England. I knew they'd sterilized 400-something thousand women from the 20s to the 80s. I knew they'd let the black men die of syphilis. And I knew about a lot of this. But I didn't understand where the mentality came from. Well, global elites in Europe already had the idea of elite breeding, and they were the master race, and they were the best, and the commoners were scum, and feudalism was a great way to control their resources and put them on tiny plots to make them more easily manageable. And I'd read stuff written by kings 400 years ago about not feeding your people, enough to keep them weak and starving so they won't fight you. I knew about, I'd read slave manuals from 300 years ago from the Caribbean about how to control your sugarcane black slaves. So I understood the social engineering. I studied Edward Bernays, propaganda, all of this, but it all went back to eugenics. So the first social workers, this is mainstream history, but nobody knows it, very few, mainstream social workers started from the Fabian socialists, who were also all the founders and pushers of eugenics, and they said the government and the elite have to manage the public and control them, and these social workers are going to oversee them. They're going to decide, with negative eugenics, as they call it, who can have children. They're going to sterilize people. They're going to kill babies. They're going to do all this. And with positive eugenics, the elite are going to intermarry and breed and create supermen and super intelligent and have the good looks and longer life. The families of Galton, Huxley, Wedgwood, Darwin, Huxley, Wedgwood, and one other, all intermarried. Within a few generations, they were mainly deformed and retarded. It was just a nightmare. But the point is, they didn't stop. And then eugenics, by the time of the World's Fair about 85 years ago, went supernova, got picked up in the U.S., 35 states passed eugenic sterilization laws. They would kill newborn babies that had problems, mild problems. They would take children, and I have copies of the report cards with B-plus unders, and it wasn't just blacks, it was whites, everybody. They would take them and do medical experiments on them, do unspeakable things. Hitler in Mein Kampf thanks American eugenicist. His idol wrote The Passing of the Great Race, this top eugenicist in the U.S. The King of England was a big supporter of Hitler and had to advocate over that, not marrying the American woman. And I'm just giving people a thumbnail sketch of all this. And then Julian Huxley, the brother of Aldous Huxley, who wrote Brave New World, he becomes the director general of the UN. He was the top eugenicist in the world at that time when he became the first director general of UNESCO in 1946. And he openly stated, wrote documents, wrote books, and they said, we're going to have life extension technologies by 2000. We've got to suppress those. We can't let the public learn about them. We have to create a national security global apparatus to keep these technologies from getting out because the elite deserve them. And if people can live under 50 years, once they develop this with life extension, then they'll be able to extend it out indefinitely basically eternal life. I'm not saying that's real. I'm saying they believe that. And they said, but because there's going to be billions of people, we have to exterminate them first so that we can have all of this. And then, of course, again, 100 years ago, the Rockefellers started the environmental movement, the sustainability movement. You find out they were eugenicists from over 100 years ago. You find out they funded over 100 eugenic societies in New York alone. You find out they were behind Margaret Sanger, all of them. You find out that they're behind the carbon tax, and they proposed it 70 years ago. It's a tax on breathing. We exhale carbon dioxide, and they call it a toxic waste. You find out that it is all unified, and that and then we get into, if you don't believe us, after we show the history, the tens of thousands that have been exterminated in chemical and biological testing, the ringworm children, the atomic soldiers, how they've already been doing it to us and how they're doing it ongoing right now.
Amen to that. And, of course, the trouble is all of those things are true. We'll be back in just a moment with Alex Jones. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. And, of course, in just any one of those issues, the story of the ringworm children, most people have never heard of the ringworm children, but they were Sephardic children who had been taken to Israel. They were Jewish, but they were black, dark-skinned Jews, and 100,000 children had their heads shaved, and they radiated them up to 35,000 times the allowed amount of radiation to fry their brains. 100,000 Sephardic children. How could you suppress a story like that? Well, you can go up on the internet and check it out, the ringworm children. But how did you ever hear about that one, Alex? That is so unusual. Most people have, because I know that you're on top of all of these things. That is the most amazing story.
Well, I mean, let me be clear. That's the frustration. That's why I'm talking 90 miles an hour. In a 2-hour, 20-minute film, we spent 22 seconds in the 15-minute segment where we list what they've already done, that's how fast it moves, on the fact that George Bush Sr., in between the time he was head ambassador to the UN, ambassador to China, before that, implementing a project, it's all declassified, that sterilized on Native American reservations 42% of Native American women. They'd go in for a dental appointment when they were 10 years old. They'd knock them out, they'd snip their tubes, and they'd send them right back out. That incredible mega crime is 22 seconds. Now, we spend about a minute and a half on the fact that our government, and this is all declassified, radiated more than 4,000 American children. They would tell them, oh, you're getting an X-ray, and they would hit some of them with 10,000 times, some of them with 30,000 times, some would die on the spot, others would die a month later, some would get cancers later. But the American people started getting word of it, and they got mad. They'd give uranium pills to a pregnant wife of a GI. She'd come in, they'd give them some pills to watch the miscarriage, telling her it was vitamins. Here you go, honey. Again, this was really about testing a cadre of government killers. So then, and this is all for feds listening. So don't deny this. You can go look this up. This is all easy to find. So our government, from 1951 to 1961, paid the equivalent of several billion dollars today, $3 billion today. It was in their currency, and sent them all these high-powered radiation X-rays to give different doses to the children. Thousands died, hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands, the 110,000 were maimed. And now Israeli television admits it. Now it's totally declassified and admitted. That's why I knew about it.
Hold that thought. We're going to just bring our other stations right back on board here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Alex has certainly been talking about some of the radiation experiments that were done on children here. There were a number of children who were kidnapped in Israel, the Yemeni children, 4,000 of them, or 4,000 of them shipped to America for radiation experiments. You can look this up on the Internet. The Yemeni children brought to America, and they killed many, many of them. Most of them died. How could you do something like that? Why, very simply, we have freedom of the press. Freedom of the press means if you own the press, you have the freedom to suppress whatever you want to. And that's why I'm so grateful to have an opportunity to have a voice on the certainly on the Internet, shortwave, radio station, satellite. And I'm so grateful that Alex has the same thing, and he reaches so many people. But we're talking about his latest DVD. It's called Endgame. And once again, Alex, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get that DVD from you.
Sure. I don't want you to get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, listeners, unless you're going to make copies. If you order the high-quality DVD, 2 hours, 20 minutes, the whole history of the global elite, what their master plan is, the total proof, unlike any film I've ever made, this stuff's all public. This isn't like 9/11 where you got to pick, you know, pick and choose and look around and try to figure out what's happening. This is admitted. Everything in here, they're just, it's their own words. I couldn't believe it. I started looking into this. I want to make that point, is that none of us know it all. Okay? I mean, I'm just blown away. And, the film then has about 40 minutes of extras, and it's just, so total it's 3 hours, and it is $19.95 at Infowars.com, but I don't want you to get it unless you're going to buy a DVD burner, dual DVD burner, very inexpensive, $50-$60, and make copies of Endgame. I'm begging you. All I want is for you to give this to police and military and people, because they're the ones that are going to want to carry all this out, and doctors and all these people. The massive change is happening. The worm is turning. The revolution is happening now. So I beg everyone to get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement online at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. I know Dr. Stan has a great activist audience of great Christian Americans and people globally. Please, if you live in England, you live in Germany, you live in Africa, get a copy of Endgame. I want to warn people. I want to let them know they're doing it to all of us right now. They just do the hard kill weapons where they can get away with it in the third world. They're doing soft kill or slower kill systems, and you're a doctor, medical doctor, you can talk about that to understand the differences. You know, the more debilitating things that are harder to track here. And Endgame just goes right through, and again, every time I think I know how evil these people are, I research them and I find out. But they revel in it. They believe in social Darwinism. And social Darwinism came along about 115 years ago, and the robber barons loved it. They said, well, we're the survival of the fittest. We're abusing and enslaving and killing, but it's good because we're culling the weak, and it's our right to rule because we got into positions of power. That shows in nature's hierarchy we were dominant and have a right to rule. And so they just basically took that. And it is an elite that has a religion of hurting and killing and poisoning and doing horrible things to us. And then they tell us 200 million plus they killed last century that we know about, not just through the biologicals, but open, just bullet in the head or starved to death. And you can see the globalist black hand and all that. They're saying once their world government's in place, they're going to kill more than 4 billion of us. I don't know, what's 80% of 6.4 billion?
It's an awful lot of people, that's for sure. And as incredible as it may seem, I mean, this is actually their plan. They write about it, and anybody who wants to document that, so you can get Alex's material. We've been talking about it for a long time, but I'm just so glad that he's picked up the ball and is running with it. It sounds like if we could get the American people to realize that the problem is not simply a threat to the little black children over in Africa who were killing with their vaccines, and it's not simply a threat to the people over in Iraq who are being poisoned with depleted uranium. It's a threat to the people right here in America. And
That's it. I mean, the psychopathic elite, I have to give this to them. Their kids are breathing the equivalent of 44,000 Hiroshima A bombs in the atmosphere. That's the government's own numbers from Iraq alone, the last two wars. Their children do all this. I mean, the elite are into, you know, organic food and a lot of other things to get around it, but they're still doing it. Their devilish hatred of God's creation, and it really comes down to that at the end of it, their devilish intent to kill is so strong they're willing to destroy themselves.
And, of course, you know, we sort of hear this about, you know, they're turning wolves loose in areas where humans are living. They're allowing certainly cougars in many of the occupied areas, and you know where people are living, and you can't do anything about them. You can't shoot them because that's a federal crime. And you say, why are they doing that? Doesn't make any sense. And what they really want to do is, of course, rehabilitate the planet with the animals and do away with the humans. And people say that is madness. Well, it is madness, but of course it is actually happening, and people just don't understand. It is part of a much larger agenda. It's called rewilding of the planet, and try to make it like it was before the evil white man came.
Well, you're absolutely right, and but meanwhile we've got to kill all the brown people. I mean, that's what I mean. These are devilish people. And folks, this is not our opinion. With Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, you have a film where it's their own words, their own documents, everything we claim, we show. I mean, they admit in all these BBC articles that we've got in there that they have spread chemical and biological weapons and killed people on their own troops and on every city in England. They've done it all over the U.S. And this is all the declassified stuff before the 70s. Heaven knows what they're doing now. I mean, that's the point. And then you've got all these top biologists, like Dr. Eric Bianchi at UT and Peter Singer at Princeton, saying we need to kill 90% of the public. And he says we need a global government, a police state like China has, that's a quote, to carry it out. And these guys have access to the bioweapons labs.
And the thing is, of course, we're not supposed to be working on bioweapons, so they justify that by saying, well, we're afraid of some of it. A lot is going to get bioweapons, and that's why we have to create these terrible new diseases, these forms of mass extermination, mass murder, because we want to know how they work so we can protect ourselves.
I remember being on your show. I remember being on your show in about 1998, 1999, and you were talking with horror about how the Army had gone to near the North Pole to a whaling station and dug up an obese whaler, right, because in the permafrost he was still frozen. I remember going and getting the article, and they took out of his lungs the live Spanish flu of 1918.
Right.
Now, suddenly 2 years ago they announced it suddenly reappeared, and they're afraid it's naturally recombinated with the exact same signature, it's the same genome, and that it's going to kill billions of us. I mean, I don't know if they're going to release it, but the point is they went and dug it up, and then I remember you saying, watch it show up. Do you remember doing that?
Oh, I do, and actually they did it in two places, one I think in Alaska and the other where over in Scandinavia. Why would anybody in their right mind want to actually bring back this terrible disease, the Spanish flu that killed over 20 million people, some people say up to 100 million people back in 1918, 1919. Doesn't make any sense unless there's another agenda. And this is what's so difficult for the average individual to imagine. We live in a wonderful utopian society. Nobody's ever prospered as much as we have and has had as much materialism, but we've lost sight of what's really important, and that is we have to be involved. And if our government is doing these terrible things and nobody is ever punished, why? And then of course we make this great to-do about somebody of pornography. I'm totally against pornography. I'm against so many of the things going on today, but they focus our attention on the wrong issues. And the story of the Yemeni children, go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, you're right. They focus us on sports. They focus us on the fashion. They focus us on things while we have a criminally insane, totally inbred elite. I mean, we had Nero and Caligula and Nebuchadnezzar and Hitler and all these corrupt guys in the past, but that's the norm. Sickos get in control. Now they have all these super technologies. Now they're telling the high-level technocracy folks that, well, we've got to kill the public, because they can't have access to all this life extension. We can't have 6+ billion people never dying. It's mind-blowing to realize the incredible Twilight Zone level crises we're in, and most phony American churches aren't preaching what's actually in the Bible. They're telling everybody, lay down, praise God, things are getting bad, praise God, everything's crazy. This means the end's near, instead of going out and warning people and waking people up and getting them out of this evil. But the worm is turning. People are talking about this. Jenny McCarthy's on Oprah, and Oprah's talking about vaccines and autism. And Martin Sheen just went public for 9/11 truth. Not just Charlie Sheen, but Martin Sheen just went public. And another big actor just went public. And George Carlin, the famous comedian, just went public. Those stories just broke today at PrisonPlanet.com. I mean, it is all happening right now, and praise God that it is happening, because God is at least giving us a chance to know the truth, and He's using you, Dr. Monteith, and millions of others as His messenger to tell people the truth so they at least have a choice and a chance to stand up and fight against it. And even if we don't have a chance to win or beat this thing, May justice be done. May the heavens fall. Regardless, I have a job to fight this evil.
Yeah, well, that's what you have been called to do and what I've been called to do. And I think it's so important for our listeners to understand that the whole Nazi eugenic movement didn't begin in Hitler's Germany.
It was a spinoff from the U.S. and England.
You're absolutely right.
He quoted it in Mein Kampf.
I know. And, because, I mean, this was funded by the Rockefellers and Planned Parenthood and Margaret Sanger. And it was picked up by the Nazis, and they just developed and refined it a little bit.
By the way, that was their defense at Nuremberg was, hey, you told us how to do this. And by the way, the British and U.S. scientists greedily went in, this has all been publicized, but they don't tell you why, and snatched up thousands of top eugenicists and brought them over here like they were prizes and treated their science like it was legitimate.
And, of course, that was part of Operation Paperclip. And then the 10,000 Nazis we smuggled into South America, the CIA and MI6. I mean, 10,000, the most violent of the Nazi war criminals.
I'll tell you a story. My grandfather had been a fighter pilot in World War II. My other grandfather had been a B-17 gunner. But long story short, so he knew the Germans, he knew who they were, and he was a Leesound. Before that, he was a roughneck and a Leesound after World War II in Midland. And he started going in the bars and restaurants that he frequented before he got married to my grandmother. And he would go in there right at the end of World War II, and he would see Nazis. And he would make a big fuss, and other guys would start fights with him, and they'd tell him, leave him alone. And he swore to me, and he wasn't the type who ever even talked a lot, that he saw Joseph Mengele in Midland, Texas, at a restaurant in 1946, and that people were making a big deal out of it, and Mengele left. But, yeah, they brought him here. There was such a big stink, then they took him down to Argentina and to Venezuela and other places.
Well, that may sound absurd, but I've talked to three people who actually told me that they'd seen Mengele here as well. And I don't think it's any question that Mengele, we know, escaped to South America. And he was taken there by the Central Intelligence Agency and MI6. And as I say, I've talked to three people. And then there's a doctor in Texas who wrote a book called the CIA Doctors. And I asked him, when I interviewed him, you know, if he'd talked to any of his victims of these CIA mind-control games about seeing Mengele. And he said yes. He didn't know if it was true, but, you know, and so what you've said is simply to corroborate exactly what I've been believing all along, that Mengele was one of the architects of much of what's going on today right here in America.
Absolutely. Well, look, my grandfather, he said there were, I mean, to go back to sitting on the couch when I was like 16 years old visiting him, and I remember him, there'd been some Nazis on TV, and he said, you know, something like bleeping Nazis or something, and then I remember him like talking to my dad going, let me tell you something, when I was working in the oil fields in Midland, we were really getting upset, there were Germans everywhere. He goes, I don't mean German soldiers, I mean they were officers, they were people I'd seen in the newsreels. I saw Mengele in there. So that,
when you tell people that, it sounds so absurd. I don't usually talk about it, but I believe it's absolutely true. How
well, it's admitted that they protected him. I mean, it's admitted they protected him and brought him to you know, the Southern Americas. But the point is, they were here. I mean, the head of NASA was Wernher von Braun. The entire, I mean, every major core of technological, military, industrial complex apparatus. I mean, this whole thing was run by them.
In fact, the American Space Institute was named after a general. He was actually one of the key Nazi war criminals who should have been executed. What was his name?
It was the Goddard Space Center.
Right, right. And, of course, it was renamed after this German war criminal, Nazi war criminal. So as incredible as these things seem, at least do their homework. Find out if what Alex is saying is true, and I will vouch for it is true. I've certainly followed the career of this professor in Texas. And what was really so frightening is that there are many people who feel this way. In fact, we know that there's a fellow named Sam Keen, Dr. Sam Keen, talking at the Gorbachev Conference in 1995, talking about the necessity of killing off, it was either 90 or 95% of the world population. And a friend of mine, Barrett Schultz, was there. And, of course, his remarks, Professor Keene's remarks about killing off 90% of the population, the audience broke into applause. But then, of course, there's not ordinary people who go to the Gorbachev State of the World Forum. These are people on the other side who have a different worldview because they worship a different God. Well, anyway, Alex, I'm just hoping and praying that this video will have the impact that you anticipated, because unless the American people realize that they and their children's lives are at stake, they're going to just sit back until it's too late, and it may be too late now, but of course, I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing. I'm sure you're going to continue doing what you're doing.
I understand I am, and I pray that the people listening will go to PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com and order the DVD, or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and download it. Watch it in super high quality. We got incredible servers. I mean, this doesn't look like the internet. This comes down so clear. You'll have a copy on your computer. You can easily dump it on the disk. You can easily show it to your neighbors. You can easily put it on a hard drive. Please, it is up to you. If we're going to save lives and expose these people, listeners, in-game blueprint for global enslavement. And Dr. Stan, I look forward to having you on my show. In fact, I've got to get you on for like 2 hours. If you can, just go through the whole history of eugenics and the transhumanist movement founded by Julian Huxley. Because I know you're an expert on this, and I've been thinking of guests who I could get on about this, and I'm thinking, oh, there's really nobody who knows this. I go, oh, Dr. Stan, I need to get him on to talk about this, because so few people know, and I have that burning desire to want to warn people and want to tell people. So, again, I hopefully pray that your audience will get in-game blueprint for global enslavement and will make as many copies as possible as a testament against these monsters, because they need to be exposed. And God is crying out to us, who will stand up for the weak? Who will bring justice? Who will stand up against the wicked ones? We need to get out of our prayer closets and out on the battlefield of the information war to fight the black dragon and the forces, his forces of the New World Order. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. People can see it right now at PrisonPlanet.tv.
And, of course, there are a lot of Christians. Much of our audience is Christians. And they believe they're going to be raptured out of here before anything bad happens. And I say, well, maybe you're going to be raptured, but what happens if the rapture occurs 30 years after America's fallen and we've killed off 95% of our population? I understand that there's nobody who knows when the Lord's coming, and this is being used as a vehicle to neutralize the Christians who should be on the front lines of this battle, standing against this. And, of course, Alex has said absolutely what is true. We are aligned against organized evil. And I believe these people are energized by Satan, and there are literally hundreds of thousands or millions of them in key positions in America today. Well, Alex, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, just Dr. Stan again, thank you and God bless you. And I'm going to have, I know you're on the air like 5-6 hours a day. When can I get you on 11 to 2 when I'm live during the day?
Well, we'll just go ahead and we'll make arrangements for the program. You have your people give me a call, and we'll be very, very glad to do
well,
that.
Friday's my biggest show because it re-airs on more than 50 stations during the weekend. Now, I would like to, that way it's on the 30 or 40 I'm on live weekdays, and then 50 or so during the weekend that rebroadcast it. So maybe I should get you on for an hour and a half, 2 hours. On Friday, I'm on 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Like I said, be 9 to noon Pacific, looking over the beautiful Monterey Bay there. And
I can tell you, listen to our programs.
Oh, absolutely. No, listen, I kept doing research, kept running into you, and I mean, I always listen to you anyways when I have time. I'll grab them off the internet and put them on MP3 because your talks are all over the web now. That's a great part about my iPod. I can just whatever I want. I don't listen to talk radio anymore. I just grab the shows I want to listen to and listen. But no, I had two researchers listening to a lot of your stuff. And I mean, listen, I did a year plus of research on Endgame. Well, I mean, only 7-8 months was editing. I've been working on this since early 2006.
Well, I'm really so glad that you're doing that. Now, we're not going to be here this Friday, but just have your staff give me a call, and we'll cancel out what we have to be with you, because certainly your audience is a lot larger than mine. But the important thing, it has nothing to do with you or me. It has to do with the message, and you are going to have an opportunity to get this message out. It's so great, you know, such a great. I'm so excited that you actually have taken this. I didn't realize that Endgame was going to get into population control, because I've always felt if we could once convince the American people that it was their lives and their children at stake, maybe they'd say, well, maybe we better be involved.
Absolutely. Well, God bless you. And if Friday isn't good, we can have you on Thursday or next Monday or whatever. Just Friday's bigger, so I'd like to have you on Friday.
I can't do it this Friday because I'm going to be flying home, but maybe the next Friday we'll look forward to it. Anyway, God bless them.
Or even earlier. God bless you, my friend.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye. Well, this is really exciting for me, ladies and gentlemen, that Alex has really picked up and run with this project. That there weren't very many people who were talking about population control. It wasn't until I was involved with the effort to try to stop the AIDS epidemic in America that I realized that AIDS, of course, is a genetically created disease, and the reason we did not try to use standard public health techniques to stop the disease here in the United States or in Africa was because what a wonderful way to kill millions of people without anybody suspecting. And that's why in Botswana today, 46% of the pregnant women are HIV infected, and they're all going to die. Either a terrible public health failure or a wonderful genetic program. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and I hope you enjoyed our interview with Alex Jones, and I do hope you'll get this. We will be carrying the DVD. It's called Endgame, and of course, if you want to get it through Alex, fine. We do have a number of things that we've produced, and I'm sure that none of them is dramatic as Alex, because I will tell you, Alex's material is great. We do carry his The Secret Mysteries of the Bohemian Grove. We do carry his Terror Storm, and we're certainly going to carry Endgame. But let me tell you that we carry a DVD called Nundar Call It Genocide. And then, of course, a larger one called the Population Control Agenda. And then, of course, Planned Population Control. We have a monograph called the Population Control Agenda Monograph, and then we have a video called Population Control. We have a four-tape set on population control. They've killed hundreds of millions of people throughout the world. They killed them with the malaria. That's why they outlawed DDT. It wasn't because it was harming the eggshells. It was because it was saving so many lives from malaria, contrary to everything you've read in the media. It's not that a million people die of malaria every year. 3 million die every year. Go up on the Internet and check it out. Type in Google, 3 million people die of malaria a year, and you'll find this is true. So they simply deceive the American people. And over the past 34 years since we outbanned DDT, about 100 million people have died throughout the world, but what a wonderful, clever way to do this. And then, of course, the same thing was true. We're not efficiently treating tuberculosis, not treating it as well. We're allowing the AIDS epidemic to spread. We're not using the standard public health techniques we would use with every other sexually transmitted disease. We're not using that with AIDS, either here in America, although they have started doing some, you know, at least reporting, but they're not doing the contact tracing that's necessary to stop the disease, and we're getting about 40,000 new cases every year in the United States, and they're all dying unnecessarily. Doctors know how to stop this disease. They've not been allowed to do it, but they've created terrible new diseases, methods of mass killing. And believe me, there's no question at all. If you haven't read the treatise up on the New American Century's website, newamericancentury.org, that's newamericancentury.org, pull down the Rebuilding America's Defenses, or get my syllabus on Iraq, the Untold Story, and we'll actually tell you the pages to look there, where they talk about these new wonderful genetic diseases so we can target specific races. One of the certainly the best things we have, it was a video that was done by Dr. Ayub. It is called Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda. And Dr. Ayub is a very nice physician who tuned into the wrong program. One night he heard us talking, and eventually he began researching the relationship between mercury and autism and the global population agenda. If you get the DVD, you'll get a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of scientific research about the dangers of thimerosal. They tell you they've taken the thimerosal out of the children's vaccines, and they're lying. Now, they've taken them out of childhood vaccines, but they've left them in the influenza vaccine, which they give to children. They give it to pregnant women. They give it to newborns at 6 months of age and about 8 months of age, and they're yearly until they're five, and they give it to the elderly because, of course, it produces Alzheimer's disease, and there are too many elderly, and that's why Alzheimer's disease is the seventh largest killer in America today. And if you were to take your four or five vaccine shots over a 5-year period, and you're between 60 and 65, down the line of 10 years, why, your increase of Alzheimer's disease is up 1,000%. If you want the documentation on that, you can give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and ask for just a reprint from Dr. Fudenberg's webpage, the senior vaccinologist in the entire country. But you're never going to hear this. The last thing they want is the American people to realize there is a program to kill off most of you out there. Could this really be true? Go to Alberta, Georgia, and see the Georgia Guidestones, where they call for, maintaining the population at 500 million in constant balance with nature. My telephone number, 1-800-5-HI.